Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today we're talking with Lynn Siska. She is the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. And we're going to be talking today about going from paper to digital. HR people have been telling me for years, we're going to go completely digital. What does that really mean? And what can you do and what should you do? We're going to have those conversations today with Lynn. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David. Thanks for asking me to have a conversation.
No, I'm very excited about having you on because this is one of those topics that I can remember going back, we'll just say a few years. We'll say maybe 10 years. I remember when they said, computers will solve your problem. You will never have to print anything ever again. And I will tell you that we print everything twice now. So I'm not 100% sure we've gotten there yet. I'm hoping that you'll be able to tell us about, you know, how we can make that happen a little bit more. Why has it been so difficult to make that transition?
Well, you know, the HR community is such a passionate, caring community, and they feel that passion about their documents. They're like their children. They are up at night worrying about the safety of the documents. Are they secure? Are they protected? What if there's a disaster? So interesting, but with all that passion, the HR community really has been one of the last business areas of companies to adopt digital scanning of their records. It's only been in the last, I want to say within the last 10 years maybe, that things have started to loosen up. People are saying, okay, I really need to move away from paper. I do need to get these locked down. I can't keep them secure in file cabinets any longer, and we don't have the space for them, and space needs to be utilized in a different way. Also, a lot of the regulations now, the reporting requirements, HIPAA, a lot of the security requirements are forcing HR departments to say, hey, I've got to look at something other than paper. This is way too cumbersome. So it's been a very interesting ride, and it's been, obviously, when you deal with anyone in HR, they're such a wonderful group of people to work with anyway, and their passion is just so apparent. So when they get their paper scanned and into a retrievable format, I had one lady come up to me, a VP for a hospital employee, and she said, Lynn, you saved my life. I mean, it was just such an appreciation for having a system in control, within reach, easy to access, and just could make her feel so confident.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and you're right. Look, I mean, HR handles a lot of very sensitive information about employees. They handle a lot of sensitive information having to do with, you know, performance evaluations and disciplinary actions and medical information. And there's a lot of information there. And they, you know, even when I see organizations making that transition to digital, they end up still printing a backup copy. Is that really still necessary today?
You know, I think disaster protection is always having redundant copies, not in a printed format, but in some sort of electronic format. Even if you have your records scanned and they're retrievable from either software that's resident on your servers or resident in the cloud, best practice really is to always have some sort of digital DVD, some sort of medium tucked in a climate-controlled vault. That disaster preparation can't ever do any harm as long as, you know, those backup copies are, in fact, encrypted and safe. So just for instance, you know, say you have your records on your computer, something happens to your computer, if you have something off-site, you can get those records back and reload your system, essentially. So I do think that's still important, even in the digital world.
Sure, but one of the things that, you know, I know we've spoken about in regards to this is there can be a lot of benefits to HR departments making the case to the management team, which sometimes doesn't want to, you know, necessarily take the money to do this, to digitize the records. What has your experience been in this area?
Well, there are a lot of factors. In the HR world, there doesn't seem to be any kind of vanilla. Everyone's issues are similar, but sometimes different. So there are lots of things to make that case. File cabinets are just cumbersome. They take up space. They just don't look well. They're not secure. And if they need to be fireproof, they're pretty costly. There's a lot of labor involved. So I would suggest that you really take a look at what your labor is involved in gathering all the data that comes in to a department, whether it comes in from paper, whether it comes in electronically, and oftentimes not. People print that, and then there's filing. There's misfiling. Historically, you know, you look back at any historical file system of paper, and you know someone's record is the integrity just isn't there. There's too much turnover in those departments. So people have different file systems, and sometimes there's just a backlog of what needs to be done. Oftentimes, another good reason to do this is if you're a company that has a headquarters, and you have multiple branches or multiple locations, remote offices. A lot of companies want to centralize that, so corporate has the visibility into all those. All those files, and also then they have the control to manage those and report on those and keep them secure. Another reason may be just repurposing that file room. A lot of companies that we deal with are either relocating to a smaller, possibly footprint. They don't have room for file cabinets. That's a great time to get a digital program in place because you can oftentimes use that moving expense to offset the cost to have your records digitized. There are many old buildings in use that have not been adequately built for long-term archives of all of these various files because they're just the retention is so long on HR files. So there's a lot of different aspects that you can bring into play based on what your particular circumstances are. I hope that's helpful.
You mentioned in your previous comment something about a climate-controlled place to put your DVDs or any of your backup discs that you may still have, even though certainly we're in the age of cloud retrieval and you may have backup there as well. I am not aware of too many organizations that have like something that like that. How difficult that is to get or how difficult is it to put in place and talk a little bit about that if you could.
Sure. In any company, most IT departments have some sort of tape rotation for their computer backups. And they usually, best practice again, is for them to take those tapes off-site, which is again something that's recommended for your HR digital files. Even in the cloud, oftentimes cloud systems have redundant locations. But horribles, if something happens, you still want to have that. Many storage companies have essentially a bunker that is monitored for temperature control and humidity control so that the longevity of the media will last. So it's not an expensive option. Any company that deals with scanned records or off-site storage, even I would check the banks. I'm not quite sure how climate controlled their vaults are, but again, getting things into something that is humidity and temperature protected so that it is available in a disaster is still a really good idea.
So we're talking about, obviously, moving your files from paper to digital. We're talking with Lynn Siska, and she's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. We're really having a discussion about a mind shift, right? Something that someone's been doing paper for years, an organization, you know, they like to have their paper in place, but now they're really seriously considering going digital. If somebody says, okay, I'm going to get with the 21st century and I'm going to put everything into my digital cabinets rather than my file cabinets, how do we get started? How does somebody just say, because it sounds like a daunting task of scanning everything in, changing everything, and putting everything in place. It just sounds daunting.
And it's not uncommon for HR departments to feel that way, and often that prolongs the conversion to digital. But really, I'm having someone who's gone down that path, who can provide references, who have talked about how other companies have tackled it, is oftentimes very helpful. It is daunting. Basically, what you need to start with, evaluating your current file system. And everyone files differently. And change is hard for a lot of employees in a company that have been doing things the same way, just as you mentioned, David, for many years. So you need, you know, a leader that is embracing of change and embracing of new and simplified ways to move forward and looking for improvements in a department. So there's the personnel that you need to deal with, and then you need to deal with, okay, how do we do this? You've got rows and rows of cabinets. You've got terminated employees maybe in one section because you pull those every year. Your files themselves, everyone files differently. So some companies just have one file for employee records, and then they have another file either right next to that or in a whole other locked cabinet for the benefits. Then some organizations will have those employee records broken down into various tabs. So the new hiring information is in one tab, the performance reviews are in another tab, benefits in another tab, and so on. So really getting into the nitty-gritty of what those look like and how you want your electronic system to appear for retrieval. So you want to sort of mimic, or I suggest you mimic, what you have today, especially in a big backlog situation. Some companies will go through and they will assign staff to go through and take a file and put in these document separators that, you know, and put their new hires together chronologically and put their performance reviews together chronologically if they're not already there. Some just don't have the, you know, people power or the time to be able to do that, and that also prevents them from moving forward. So in that case, what you may want to do is say, okay, historically, I'm going to put my files electronically similar to how they're filed. And I'm not going to worry too much about dividing things. Usually the most current documents are page one, or when you open the file, they're on the top. But understanding that in the future state, you can start breaking those files electronically into document types, such as, you know, termination, such as pensions, such as, you know, performance reviews and the like. So I think talking to someone who can consult with you, look at how things are today, help you evaluate what your labor pool is, what would make the most sense for you to be able to move forward, because sometimes not moving forward, not doing nothing is, you know, is worse than not moving forward.
No, you're absolutely right. We're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. We're talking about moving from paper to digital. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money.
Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
At 154 years old, Verrill Dana has an illustrious history and more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill Dana serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill Dana, one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact them today at verrilldana.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by cmacareer.com and maine.dalecarnegie.com. Today we're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. And we're talking about moving your records from paper to digital. You know, Lynn, it's interesting. I think one of the challenges that organizations think about when they're going to a digital system, and you've mentioned it, is the security aspect. In the day of cyber issues, technical issues in regards to people hacking into systems and documents, getting a hold of anything in the organization. Talk to us a little bit about, why, while that is always going to be a concern, why today it's a lot safer than it's ever been, and how an organization can think about that.
Sure. Every organization needs to protect their data, and if a company has a good IT staff, they're constantly looking at, penetration tests and monitoring for people that are trying to hack into their system. The same with any of the cloud softwares. It's the data centers need to be secure. You need to look at uptime guarantees. So all the data centers in the clouds, they use software as their basis. So it's not just that you're putting your files onto a remote server. You actually need some way to manage those. And usually the software itself has security built into it, so that software that resides on the cloud or resides on your server. So you need to be able to authenticate who you are on multiple levels with passwords and IDs that change on a regular basis so that, they can't be hacked in. There are a lot of cloud systems that are adopted because specifically they are not on someone's servers. So there is no chance for the IT people or people within an organization to get into the cloud to actually have access to the HR files. I want to say probably of all the companies that we work with, probably 95% opt for the cloud storage and retrieval for their HR files as opposed to putting them on their own servers.
Sure.
And a lot of that is just that differentiation from, getting things away from internal improprieties. Also, in the retrieval software, not only is there encryption that should be built in, so that helps when you retrieve a document, either encryption at rest, meaning on the server, but also when you retrieve a document, so it's encrypted when it comes down to your computer. So making sure that there's encryption also. A lot of clouds also have redundant locations, so they may have one location in one city and state and mirrored in a whole other power grid so that there's no chance for downtime, and there's obviously within those redundant servers for failure, and you want to make sure that you have, certain types of criteria for that, SOC 2 type 2 and a lot of credentialing. You also want to make sure that in the software that you're using to retrieve documents, there are permission-based groups So it's not uncommon for only certain people in a company to have access to benefit files, where they may have access to benefit files, but they may not have access to performance reviews and vice versa. So having that document level security is very important in an HR retrieval system. So, audit trails are very important so that you know at any point someone has come in and looked at a record. What have they done? They've looked at a record, they've looked at page 1, 2, and 3, they've printed page 3. You may have secure ways to be able to share information. You may have ways that you can redact information, which is very important in the HR world, especially, you know, with HIPAA and passing secure information. A lot of systems have ways to redact Social Security numbers, for instance, so that when you print or you share a document, that information is not seen by the end user. Those audit trails are huge for the peace of mind of the HR folks, too, to make sure that only correct people are looking at the documents. And usually those audit trails can be archived off so that you have, again, for audit purposes, you know exactly who's been in your system and what they've actually done. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, no, that is very helpful. You know, there are a lot of, if you want to call it HRIS systems out there, information data systems and retraining systems. When an organization is thinking about, you know, what is going to be best for them, what are some of the criteria, some of the things they should be thinking of that maybe would provide them the best use for their individual company or HR department?
Well, the HRIS systems are a great place for data to reside, and oftentimes the data from the HRIS systems can be linked to the paper images. For instance, if a company uses a employee ID, that ID is unique to that employee no matter what their name changes are through the course of their stay at the organization or whatever positions they may take. If that employee ID appears as page 1 of a document or on a document folder, then the HRIS data can be downloaded, just for lack of a simplistic visual, into an Excel file, say, or a text file. And so all of the appropriate data can then become searchable in a digital world. So you may have Lynn's employee ID. It links to my name, my hire date, my termination date, all sorts of different criteria that then become searchable in the system. Most people have started with terminated employees. They feel somewhat safe in doing that. But now, majority of folks are saying, no, I need all of my active records also, so that when someone terminates, I can simply select a flag that they are terminated. So I can report on that. If they're rehired, I have their past file, as well as I can add to that with a rehired status and a date. There are ways to link paper retrieval systems to an HRIS system as well. Usually, I know in the softwares that we deal with, we can create what's called a hotkey link so that you can be working in your HRIS system and say, I want to see Lynn Siska's file, and it's going to present me, it's going to authenticate who I am, that I have rights to look at the particular document, and show me the list of documents for Lynn that I'm able to see, whether it's benefits only, whether it's new hire information, performance reviews, I-9s, that kind of thing. So that link is something that can really ease retrieval as well. A lot of companies also look for retention schedules so that they have control now electronically over when they don't need to keep certain files. That usually starts by talking to your legal counsel. I don't typically get into recommending retention schedules because I find different industries and some of the HR organizations are probably a better resource to find out, you know, different guidelines based on your state. for retentions, but any good software will have a retention program built in so that you may get an alert, you know, 3 years from the time a document is filed saying, do you want to maintain this or do you want to delete this document? So retention schedules, document level security is very important. Encryption of the HR files is very important. And just basically the integration, I think, with paper files, and then at some point we can also get into e-forms and workflows, and, you know, it really goes on and on.
You know, it's interesting. There are so many different types of applications as well as, you know, opportunities for organizations to streamline the way they do operations. I mean, even smaller companies that may not, you know, say, oh my gosh, this may be too much for us, really could streamline their operation quite a bit from intake to output. Especially as you look at this, after you've done the initial upload and done, it could really save some time in terms of their ability to get data quickly, not having to go look for it, have it at their fingertips for every level of the organization, whoever needs it at the time, no matter where they are.
Exactly. And that's the benefit to having it electronically. People, you know, we're not all in an office any longer. We have people that have opportunities to work remotely and have, you know, VPNs into their systems. But it's very important. And, you know, a lot of the retail companies or people that have different campuses where employees are in various buildings, or you may have employees that are, you know, in different parts of the country or different parts of the world, having everything under one umbrella for security and control is really important. And it does make it so much easier to access documents. And with some of those controls in place, as far as rights, is Lynn able to print? Is Lynn able to view only? Do I have an opportunity to email or not? Do I have an opportunity to add an electric file to my existing paper records? Those, once you start moving into electronic e-forms and saving PDFs as opposed to printing them and filing them or scanning them, you really start to see that integrated system between paper and electronic. One thing I want to warn people about, though, and I've come across this many times, when your organization gets PDFs, whether they're through an email or, you know, you've got some sort of electronic signature, or whether they get exported from one system or another, it's very common that those PDFs are oftentimes in color, and oftentimes they are a huge footprint. Where most business documents don't need color, you can see clearly everything in black and white, and you want to be cautious that you are scanning your paper to a very a low DPI or dots per inch, and that also you're saving your electronic files at a smaller dots per inch. If not, you run the risk of getting of data overload, actually, because the size of documents, and that will not only take up server space, but also it can also make retrieving a lot slower because you're downloading such big images. So that's often a pitfall that I see when people move, okay, great, they've worked with a scanning company to get their files in, and now they want to start adding things electronically. That's a real big sort of catch that a lot of people don't think about.
That's a great tip, and certainly something that someone who is going to get ready to go through this change or made the decision to do this change is really going to need to know. Again, we're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. And we're talking about moving from a paper world to a digital world for an organization in your HR department. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM. And we will be right back. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates.
Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. That's CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. We're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems. We're talking about moving from a paper world to a digital world for the HR department. And let me tell you, it will save time. It will save money in the long run. And your life will be much easier because you will not be looking through the 15 file cabinets on the ninth floor to go find that one document that could be anywhere. And you just wonder where it could possibly be. Right, Lynn? Isn't that how that works?
You got it. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, we've been talking about all the different things that an organization can move into and whether they decide to keep it on site or do it in the cloud. We've talked about security. At the end of the day, what are some of the real pros and cons of scanning yourself or using a scanning company? I mean, well, you know, companies will say, look, I don't know if I have the time, but, you know, but it's got to be a lot to do. I don't know. So tell me about some of the pros and cons to that.
Well, every company, you know, again, no vanilla in the HR world, but every company has very different ideas of how they want to approach this. A lot of companies decide, okay, we're going to have someone scan, we're going to hire summer help, we're going to get the president's nephew who's on college break to scan the records, and they do a fine job. Other times they don't do a fine job. One of the issues that becomes very cumbersome when you're scanning is document prep. So we always consider that one of the first and one of the most important pieces, taking the staples out, making sure there are no dog ears, you know, folded over corners, making sure that pages are oriented correctly so that you're not scanning up like you may in a file, you know, upside down, where images have to be rotated and just look horrible. So that document prep to get things ready to go through the scanner is a very, very time-consuming and important step. Usually, I would estimate probably if you had a small file box, a 15-inch file box, you're looking at 4 hours just to get one of those boxes prepped properly to scan. So that's a lot of time when you have someone who isn't dedicated, that it's not their core business, they haven't been through any training. The other issue with doing it yourself is that there usually is not someone who's QCing that work, a separate pair of eyes. That's a critical element for the quality of your digital file room. You need to make sure that in your company, if you're scanning yourself, that number one, you can manage that person, that you have IT support for anything that can go wrong with the scanners and the computers, and that you have someone other than the scanner doing QC, because goodness forbid that you decide you're going to scan and then put that paper directly into a shredder. Not a really good idea, especially if you're hiring temporary labor. The core competency for businesses that do this on their own is, number one, they're trained. They have found the kind of people that thrive in this very detailed environment. And it is really all about quality with the companies that do the scanning. I would actually recommend, even if you are thinking of scanning yourself or looking at possibly outsourcing, that you try to look for someone local, if you can, and go visit their facility to see everything that's involved and make sure it's not, you know, a two-person operation, that people really do know what they're doing. They have some SOC 2, you know, audited processes and procedures so that they're following very strict guidelines before those images are passed on to their customers. So I think quality is one of the biggest components to consider. Many people, as you mentioned, David, start out and, you know, start a project and then throw their hands up and say, come and get this. I can't get this done on a timely basis. This is going to take me 5 years to do it. And then at the same time, I'm trying to keep up with all the incoming paper that's still coming in that needs filing. So the benefit of a company that maybe even runs multiple shifts or has years of experience is that, number one, they usually don't hire temporary help. They find people that are dedicated and do the job really well. And they can shorten that length of time because it really is their core business. They're not being interrupted by phone calls and having to, you know, do anything other than scanning. And there are lots of levels of quality. And the other important part is, just like we were mentioning before about the size of the images, often if people use scanners or they use scanner copiers, those scanner copiers may be set to 300 dots per inch or 600 dots per inch DPI. When you're at, I know in our service bureau, a combination of software and scanners allows us to scan at 200 DPI. If you have a scanner set to 300 DPI, you've automatically doubled the footprint of your document. So that's, you know, for retrieval, for space, and every software has, you know, they can either enhance images or not enhance images. What kind of software are you going to be using to do these scans? And then ultimately the organization. How are you going to retrieve them? Even if you do your own scanning, you want to find a retrieval system that has all of that security and permissions that we discussed before, and including audit trails and you know, retention schedules and redaction capability. You just don't want to throw things on a server without any search capability.
I was just going to say, you're initially absolutely right that this is, if you're going to do it right, right? That's the bottom line at the end of the day. And if you're going to do it right. Make sure that you have a clear understanding of what you're doing. And if you really look at it and say, this is not going to come out right, and having Aunt Josephine come in and do this is not necessarily the best, most effective use of the business's time, and what else happens in that organization. That's really a question that you have to think about, as, you know, how does it effectively affect my business? I'm doing X. I'm making widgets. I'm selling something. Is this effective use of your team's time, really? That's the question it comes down to.
And it's true. Usually the person who's scanning or filing always wants a different job. That's not their you know, that's not their skill set in an organization. They really want to get a promotion to do something else. So you've got turnover to think about and processes to, you know, that need to, that keep changing. So yeah, I, you know, obviously working for a company for over 25 years that's been in business a long time, I feel very strongly that you need to go visit. You need to really see the people that are handling your documents and how they do it. And you want your project to be a success.
Absolutely.
You don't want to have to have told the management we're going to do this and then say, gee, a year and a half later, gee, we're only partway through the project, and we know you budgeted X amount of labor and we really can't get it done.
The other thing that people ask about is, how about retention schedules? You know, how does that really work in a digital system? Can you program it in? You know, talk a little bit about that.
Based on either a date that a document is scanned or based on a date that is assigned to a document, there are a lot of softwares that allow you to build in and take your company's retention schedule so that you can be alerted. You can go in and purge based on a date. because oftentimes people don't want to retain information longer than they need to, because again, if you have that longer, then you know you're liable for it. So that's a good point. That's one of the benefits of something that's digital. It's much easier if you have documents, especially in the future, that are broken down by document type. It's easier to purge documents that you don't need, take up less space, and just make a very effective system.
You're absolutely right. You know, the other part that I think about when you're talking about, you know, going digital and making sure they have that you have an efficient, effective way of doing this. Talk a little bit about e-forms. I mean, this is something that really can improve workflow tremendously. What are some of the practical applications of that?
Well, you know, e-forms, we're all used to seeing those on the web when you go and you purchase something, that you're essentially dealing with an e-form. In the HR world, you have many different forms within an organization that could actually turn into e-forms, where you can take that paper document and essentially move that as it is very easily into an electronic form that can then be accessed through your intranet or through a software and filled in, such as employment applications, which I think we all probably know about, background checks, direct deposits, new employee information, HR acknowledgments, different checklists. So what you can do is also couple that with electronic signatures so that you get away from having to have a wet signature and then scan that document. Another benefit of having something electronic is that you can then enable workflows. So say you have a performance review that's electronic and can be digitally signed, you can make that paper flow through your workflow system so that the manager gets to sign off and then it goes to payroll and nothing's lost in the translation. It could all happen in a very quick, effective methodology. It also, I think, getting out of the paper world really makes people feel better about their environment where you're working too. You know, your office is not cluttered with paper. Your workspace is not cluttered with file cabinets. It's a much cleaner, concise, efficient use of your daily work.
You're absolutely right. It just makes for an environment that's more inviting. It works better for when clients are there. It works better when your organization is. It just feels less cluttered, and it's better for engagement. Really, for employees, they have more room. It just feels better in the organization. Again, we're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the director of sales for New England Document Systems. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. And we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today we're talking with Lynn Siska. She's the Director of Sales for New England Document Systems, and we're talking about moving from a paper world to a digital world. And we've been talking a lot today, Lynn, about all the pros, the cons, the ways to make this happen, the best practices of what's going on. You know, and we've talked about all the different ways of you can save time and save money. At the end of the day, you work for an organization. You've been there, I think you said, 26 year at New England Document Systems. You know, what has made New England Document Systems so successful in their ability to bring this information to their clients and move them forward in this area?
You know, we've been in business for 34 years. and started in the world of microfilm. So that's going to date us a bit with scanning medical records. So from day one, we've had very, very sensitive records under our, you know, control, and have been very sensitive to release of information in HIPAA well before those rules were even in place. And so we've, through the years, in 97, so 20 years ago, we adopted the scanning technologies. We waited until a lot of the standards had been set. And Nick Bratton started this company, and he's still very actively our president, along with Donald Forst, who is the VP. And the success of our organization really comes from those two gentlemen. We have about 100 employees, and we run multiple shifts. And Nick knows everyone's name and something about their family. It's like a big family here. The longevity of our employees is quite amazing. I think 20% of our employees have been here over 20 years. That's a long time in a very unique kind of industry where quality, attention to detail, just the passion that people have in providing good work is so important. Because remember, we're taking out staples, we're scanning documents, we're looking for double-feeded images, we're looking for images that need to be lightened or darkened, and then we index or catalog those documents. So we need to make sure that that is correct, final level of QC before the client even sees anything. So the processes that we have in place, the just the respect for employees and the passion that our company has for what it does has made us really successful.
No, it really has, and your organization has been around a long time and has a solid reputation. And you do this outside of just the New Hampshire market that you're in. You do this across the country, correct?
Correct. I will say that New England is our prime focus. There's so many corporate businesses and, you know, universities, and this really crosses into every line of business, whether you're a manufacturing company or a university, or whether you're a technology company or a pharmaceutical company. We cross into everyone that has employee files that are, you know, confidential and necessary for them to maintain. So we work with a lot of companies that have locations around the country, and they may be headquartered here, and they ship documents to us from around the country in locked totes. We have couriers on the road that pick up documents, and we work very intimately with HR departments to make sure that they're we've addressed any concerns that they have. We encourage them to come and see what we do, and almost everyone who comes through our door to get a feel for what the organization is like becomes a client. And oftentimes people say, oh boy, I thought I could do this myself. Why? Why don't I trust this to you and go about my business of working with my employees and doing my core business better?
No, it really makes a difference when you have a partner that you can really get with and make sure that, you know, it's done efficiently, it's done right the first time, you know, the efficiencies and redundancies out there. And you know, as I said before, you're not dealing with aren't whoever is in the room scanning something. So, but, you know, on a serious note, it's really about making sure that you do this right, because it is a big deal. It's got to be done right. It's got to be done the first time right. Because it is an important aspect of all the legal and requirements that are out there in terms of HR. And so, I mean, is there any other, as we wrap up this show today, any other comment or suggestion you want to make to people who are thinking this out there and why they should select New England Document Systems for their, you know, their process here?
Well, it never hurts to get someone to come in and take a look at your files and give you an idea and share some best practices. It only arms you with information that if you do find yourself with a budget this year or a budget next year, it arms you with information, and information is never a bad thing. So when the opportunity arises, you've got the ammunition. So I don't think that ever hurts. I find in my business, having been here for so long, that people may call me today and or our team and say, we're moving, we need to do this quickly. Or they may decide that they're looking at it for a couple years and all of a sudden a huge remodeling comes into place and they're saying, we need this done yesterday. So having information at your fingertips, management changes, oftentimes managers come in and they're so pro-paperless that you may not know it, but, you know, you may have someone come in that says, get rid of this paper. Let's bring us, current and get us safe and secure. So I don't think it ever hurts to look, and we're really willing to explore with people and come to your facility and take a look at your specific files and what makes your department unique.
And we're talking with Lynn Siska, and we're talking about New England Document Systems. The website, of course, is NEDOCS. That's NEDOCS.com. You can call them at 603-625-1171. Their services are scanning, management, storage, shredding, breach reporting, and scanners. And Lynn, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today to talk about this incredible topic.
Oh, my pleasure. Oh, thanks, David. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB. And now your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by VerylDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez from Veryl Dana. When was the last time you took a good look at your independent contractor agreements? Are you simply copying and pasting from a form you used a decade ago? Have you spoken to counsel or an outside HR consultant to check to see if your current model includes all the applicable caveats and clauses? Further, have you done a thorough analysis as to whether the independent contractors you are using can appropriately be categorized as independent contractors? Do you know that there are a multitude of different factors that are weighed and analyzed when determining whether someone may or may not be classified as an independent contractor? No? Well, contact myself or a member of Veryl Dana's Labor and Employment Practice Group for a free chart that will guide you through the analysis the court or an administrative agency will take in determining whether an individual is properly classified as an independent contractor.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VerylDana.com. Next week on the HR Power Hour, Kevin Mulcahy, author of the book, The Future Workplace Experience, 10 Rules for Mastering Disruption in Recruiting and Engaging Employees, will be our guest. For companies to succeed, they must treat their employees with consideration and create a nourishing culture. We're going to be discussing how workplaces face radical transitions and transformations today. We're also going to be discussing the 10 rules from his book, The Future Workplace Experience, to help you make it a more livable and enjoyable environment for your employees. That's on the next HR Power Hour. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.